How often do you think about your feet? Maybe not often at all, but for people with diabetes or poor circulation, even a small sore can be something that can turn much more serious. This week for Wellness Wednesday, it's all about high-risk podiatry, what causes ulcers, what can lead to amputations, and importantly, what can you do to protect yourself or someone you care about. Sarah Bowen is the General Manager of Allied Health at Northwest Remote Health, but also a podiatrist by trade. Sarah, before we talk about high-risk foot issues, how did you find yourself in this area of Allied Health?
I went to an open day at university and they showed all these gross photos of feet, and it was like an epiphany and a light bulb kind of went off, and I thought, this is awesome. I was 16, I think, at the time, and yeah, just was like, I really want to be a podiatrist, really want to help people with their feet, and that's kind of what's led me.
So what we're talking about this week for Wellness Wednesday is specifically high risk foot issues. So not like you've got a bit of a wonky ankle, maybe you're getting an orthotic, but the pointy end of things. What actually is a high risk foot issue?
Yeah, a high risk foot issue is, I suppose, changes in the feet. And that might include things like changes to the sensation or the nerves in the feet and the legs, changes with our circulation and blood flow, where there is wounds or ulcers in the feet that are hard to heal, which can lead to infection and amputation. And so diabetes is actually quite closely linked to high-risk foot presentations and high-risk foot issues.
How can something small, like let's say I get a cut on my foot, a blister, seems fairly innocent, how could that turn into something more serious?
Absolutely. I suppose with something small, like a cut or a wound turning more serious, with a high-risk foot, if someone doesn't have any sensation in their feet, so there's changes to their nerves, they might not actually feel that there's an issue. Where you kind of get a trigger that, you know, something's wrong, that sensation from the foot to the brain to tell you, hey, you better have a little look, there's a bit of pain here, or, you know, there's something happening, that they're not getting that trigger there. Same, I suppose, then what happens is if you haven't got enough blood flow getting to that region as well, it can also then lead to difficulties with healing. So, yeah, normally where there's pain or we see it or we, you know, feel something, we get that warning sign, and obviously there's an adaptation there that happens and you don't actually look for that issue.
Why might someone have an issue with their foot where, like you said, they don't feel that they have less nerve sensitivity there or they've got less circulation? Is it generally because of diabetes, like you mentioned before?
Yeah, so particularly is what we find. Diabetes is a chronic disease. What actually happens with diabetes is the levels of glucose or sugar is too high in the blood. So blood glucose levels are regulated by insulin, which is a hormone in our pancreas. And in diabetes, the pancreas might not make enough insulin, or our cells might not respond how they're meant to. So glucose then builds up and it causes damage and impacts to our eyes and our kidneys and our nerves, our blood flow and our feet.
It kills the nerves, basically.
Yeah, but that's basically it. And so you're not actually getting the normal responses that should happen. Nerves can help us feel deep pressure or, you know, light touch. It can also help with like protective sensation, and it tells our muscles what to do as well as what our skin should be feeling as well. So when you're not getting those responses, it means that then we're not getting that adequate feedback of what should be happening. So it can quite easily then lead to knocking into things where your socks have rolled down and you're getting a blister. It can really turn into something serious, you know, quite easily.
And on the really serious side, Sarah, we're talking about high-risk foot issues, I should say, for this week on Wellness Wednesday here on ABC Northwest. You mentioned amputations. Are they preventable?
When we talk about amputations being preventable, up to 85% are preventable, which is a huge number. So every year in Australia, there's actually around 6,000 plus amputations that are performed, and they're diabetes related. Works out to about 17 people per day. These can be minor amputations or major amputations, and in rural and remote areas, that burden's even higher. So I think people underestimate how serious a condition it actually is, and maybe don't connect to diabetes impacting the feet and also leading to these issues happening. Things that can be done to help in reversing some of these issues is about wearing good footwear, and it's also about checking your feet and making sure that there's lots of good foot health habits happening.
What is a good foot health habit?
A good foot health habit would be things like checking your feet every day, you know, after you have a shower, drying between your toes properly. Sometimes what we find is that people get a bit of wetness in between the toes, and that can then lead to the skin splitting, and we have sort of flora that lives on our skin that's a bit opportunistic, and so any opportunity to jump into any open wounds or scratches then can lead to an infection from happening. Wow. So we want to be minimizing those sort of opportunities as well. For someone who maybe can't see their feet as well, it could be looking in a mirror. So if you can't bend or move around, looking in a mirror and going, oh yeah, no, that looks all normal, that's all good. Before you put your shoes on, putting your hand in your shoes and having a feel around to see that there's, you know, nothing that's made a home in there, or that there's no rocks or pebbles or anything sharp. It's also, you know, if you have a problem or you're having pain or something might have changed, or you're noticing that a wound isn't healing or a cut or a scratch is taking longer, it's going to your GP or a podiatrist and going and getting those things checked out as well. Other things like not smoking, being mindful of your diet, being mindful of exercise as well are also healthy habits that can help with good foot health too.
Do you find in general that when it comes to people's health, like we think about so many different elements of our health, maybe forget about the feet?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think they're the furthest away, and you often take for granted as well that, you know, your feet carry you around all day. They get you from point A to point B. And I think it's really important for us to actually take good care of them and look after them and look out for them. So, yeah, absolutely.